I do not need LCPS to instill morality in my children. I do not need you to teach them how not to be racist. I don't need you to tell them to apologize for where they were born, what they believe, or who they are. Let me make something clear. LCPS and I are not co-parenting. I pay you with my tax dollars to provide a service to my children. That service is teaching language arts, math, science, history, foreign language, fine arts, and a few fun extras. But right now, that service is mediocre at best. If I pay a roofer and they do a C-minus job, I would fire them and demand my money back. But when we even mention vouchers or school choice, LEA and the ilk scream that we are racist and entitled. You guys may be woke, but I am wide awake. And the thousands of other parents in this county who are clued into the Marxist agenda that is being pushed by this school system will never put our heads in the sand again. We are coming for your jobs. We are coming to change this curriculum.
We have made it clear for Loudoun County Public School Board to ban CRT and its likeness, and to not recruit our children as activists, anti-Americans, and Antifas. I will not sacrifice my children or others to the unlawful teaching or systematic programming of minors. It's reckless for the school board to think they know what's best for our children. You all know teaching CRT is a violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. As promised before, we parents are taking a stand for our children, and we're going to get to the bottom of this.
And I don't care what side you're on all these topics. That's the point tonight. These are about kids. So keep your political, progressive ideas away from mine, and I'll keep mine off of yours.
I want you to all know in no uncertain terms that I will do everything I possibly can to fight to the bitter end until you prove to me that you are not teaching my children that they are racist just because they're white. I will rally, I will donate, I'll be vocal, and I will campaign against anyone and everyone who attempts to indoctrinate my children into the most racist of racist ideas, which is CRT. Am I against teaching my children about racism or equality? I'm not. Am I against teaching my children that equity is the answer and they, as white children, are the problem? Absolutely.
Okay. I want to bring in now John Spiropoulos, the great videographer and filmmaker that's made that. Remember, John teed us up to the folks out there in California, which has just been so incredible, the women from Watts. John, thank you for joining us. We only got a couple of minutes in this segment. I'm going to try to hold you up. Talk to us about, this is part of a bigger project. You've done this. This is about critical race theory, but this is a teaching tool, and the reason we want to get you in today, everybody in the audience can start following this and start really learning what this cultural Marxism is, sir.
This is a series called The Poison in the Schools. It's not in the water. It's not in the school lunches. It's in the curriculum. It's in every course, every imaginable way that they teach in the schools. It's all about you're white, you're an oppressor. If you're a minority, you're oppressed. You're a victim. Whitey's keeping you down. It's anti-American. It's anti-Christian. It's anti-Western civilization. One of the teacher interviews we talked about with a music teacher, she said that they had a debate among the music teachers about whether they should teach the national anthem. What? But this is what's going on from kindergarten all the way through senior in high school. There are just in the history classes, social studies, you name it, there's discussion in one way or another, through class discussion, through audio-visual presentations, through testing, through classroom exercises where there's only one right answer and it's a lefty answer. Most parents that I have run into have no clue what critical race theory is. They think it's some sort of abstract thing. It's a real practical indoctrination in the classroom every day, all day.
Okay, I can't emphasize. We're gonna, by the show so jammed, we're gonna take our next segment in Greitens. We're gonna talk about the military and critical race theory. I cannot emphasize enough for this audience. And remember, we had, and Hannity had the woman last night on for the Chinese descent to talk about it. We were doing this, as you remember, in the spring. We had I think six series in a row on Saturdays to talk about the Cultural Revolution in China and how this was. I cannot emphasize enough why you have to watch Spiropoulos's special and his series, everybody in this audience has to start to get a deep understanding of what this is, because this is really what the fight's about. This fight is between the Judeo-Christian West and the traditional values of what we represent versus this cultural Marxism that started with the French Revolution and has gone all the way through the Bolsheviks and it's gone through the Chinese Communist Party, Mao Zedong. There is nothing that you can learn right now that is as important as this. And Spiropoulos, I'm so proud that a guy like you has taken this on. So tell us how people get access to it and how they continue to follow it.
We're at www.letsrollamerica.us, www.letsrollamerica.us. And what we're going to do in this series is it's going to be practical. How is, on a practical level, in every grade, in every subject, how are they sneaking this stuff in? And we're going to have actual lesson plans and all the kinds of things that parents need to know about, ask about. And the thing about it is that these school boards, it's a layer upon layer of obfuscation. They won't call it critical race theory. They'll call it social justice. There's a 9 or 10 different words for it, but it's all the same thing. And it's, you're a bad guy if you're white. This is a bad country. It's so bad we have to put up a wall to keep people out. That's how bad it is. Isn't that amazing?
Okay. Once again, tell people how they go. Everybody in this audience, you must go there. Start to get this information. Become a force multiplier. How do they get it?
Let's rollamerica.us. Let's rollamerica.us. And what we're going to do is we're going to put together like 24 or 30 reports along with, I'm working with Wendy Strzok Mahoney of Uncover DC, you know, Tracy Bean's outfit. And we're going to put together a series of 24 to 30 videos. We're going to distribute them. I hope you play some of them. There'll be some other outlets that will play them, but they will be available free of charge for every parent group in the country to use to educate the parents in their neighborhoods, to lobby the school boards, and to get everybody on board to know that this is not some benign abstract philosophy.
We're going to promote everyone. We can't take enough of this stuff. We're taking this country back village by village. It's the mothers out there at these school boards that do it. John, thank you very much. You're a patriot and a hero.